This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 5:45 and it's Thursday. Please be careful driving in today. It is a mess out there and apparently it's only going to get worse. Yuzi, you took an Uber in this morning, right?
I did.
Yeah. So glad. I mean, I know you I have that, I have like do not disturb while driving
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, your notification. I love that.
Yeah,
so
I like it too.
I'm glad you have that.
I know.
I need to put that on my phone.
It's, you need to take the update. You have a lot of things that, you know, I know you don't want to. I don't blame you. You know, every time I take an update, I'm like, oh God, what's going to happen to my phone now?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's cool
but
because then when
yesterday the emojis, human,
yeah,
I wasn't seeing humans.
Mind blown. That's an important emoji.
I agree. Human,
you should do the download
on Samsung
just so that you can get the mind blown emoji.
Well, and so you can get the sorry, I'm driving thing. It seems to know if I'm in the car. It's been inconvenient here and there because I haven't gotten crucial texts from people. But nothing so crucial can't wait until after.
And it says on there, do you know what it says to people?
Yeah, it says that if it's urgent, you can
you
can just type the word urgent and your thing shows up.
But do you always get my follow-up text? You're lame. I hate this thing.
No.
Oh. Yeah, I hate that one.
It says I'm driving with do not disturb while driving turned on. I'll see your message when I get where I'm going. And then it says I'm not receiving notifications. If this is urgent, reply urgent. To send a notification.
Oh, I didn't know I could reply urgent and then tell you you're lame.
Don't do that.
I just saw yours, Vinny. I had my phone on waiting to see if you were going to text me this morning, and now I just see it when you're sitting in front of me.
Oh.
That was 5:33.
I didn't hit.
Me and Roman were totally waiting to see if you texted.
No, I did.
Stadium, clock, hall. You're in the hall?
The progress report.
No, well, I always hear the elevator, and I always go...
Yep,
that's like, I'm here, and I'm like, oh, I hear the elevator, it's probably him.
It's funny because we know when certain people get here, because, you know, here and there we hear the elevator go off, and right around 5:30, it's like, oh, then he's here.
Probably him.
Well, this morning, I left with plenty of time, but I did 50.
Oh, yeah.
It was slow going.
As you should.
There was no possibility to push the...
And
pace.
You shouldn't. Good.
Well, no. I like to push the pace, but in this case, there was really no option.
It was super just windy and just
it never let up for even one second.
Just stormy the whole way. Yuzi took an Uber. She was telling me she sat in the back and just like covered her eyes the whole time. Like, I don't know how this guy can be seeing where
I'm
we're
like,
going.
On my phone, when I wasn't on my phone, I just covered my eyes. Like, how can this guy possibly be seen? Oh my God. And he was fine. A couple little... standing water, like,
sure.
Slicks. I was like, oh,
that's
God.
The scariest.
My seatbelt's on.
They say, too, don't use your cruise control when you're wet. Oh, I would, but I've been told not to.
My 1.5 mile drive was a little hairy as well.
Oh, was it?
You punked. I got here okay. I can't believe how aggressive some of the people are during the rain with their driving.
Yeah.
I know, I do feel like you're crazy.
They haven't crashed enough.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Or, you know, even if you think you're the best driver in the world, cool. But people around you are not. People around you are not. So be careful for them. If you don't care about your own life, care about someone else's life.
And even when you think you're the best, it's, you know, you can still make a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes driving.
Get him.
I'm caring for your life by showing you how it's done.
Oh my God. You splash water on my windshield. Not good.
Look, everybody, one-handed.
Ma!
I got one
watch
arm
out for
the
truckers.
Window.
Watch out.
The first traffic report I heard on my way in today, I had an accident in Redwood City on 101. I was like, oh no, oh I was like, there's no way. She definitely took an Uber today. There's just no way.
I was telling Human, I lifted up my window in the bedroom. I'm all, do I hear? Ooh, that's rain.
Yeah, I was dumping.
And it's coming down, so I just waited.
And the Santa Cruz Mountains are getting just throttled.
Mm. Yeah. Dude, it's just crazy.
So it's cool. It's really good.
Is there any chance?
This is the last one, supposedly.
Of damage to your brand new house,
no.
Vinny?
There's a chance always.
at any point, anytime.
But that could be anyway.
The joys of home ownership.
In the marina. The marina might, you know, have trouble today. You never know.
That's built on Phil.
That could be a sinkhole.
Well, they still haven't. Yeah. Well, you know, when you rent, you don't worry about these things.
Oh, yeah. What did happen with your... the guy's bathroom that leaked above
you?
Oh,
they fixed it like within 24 hours, but they said you can't put anything back in until we paint. So I've been waiting a month for them to paint.
What do you mean, put the enema bucket, or what are they talking about?
My toothbrush and like all that kind of stuff. You know, you got to wait for them to finish painting
before you move everything.
Everything's in the kitchen, so I walk to the kitchen.
Brush your teeth.
A studio, so it's five steps.
Four steps.
That's
nice.
Well, if it was 15 steps, it wouldn't really.
Yeah, be that bad.
Yeah, even if it was 20 steps, I mean, it's not the end. You're alone. You can walk naked in your apartment anytime you want.
Unless you got an alligator pit between you and the kitchen, you're good.
Yeah,
I know. Right? I'm good.
I think about your little apartment all the time. Just you.
Me too. It's nice.
Oh my God.
What
you've
are you
never
talking
been there.
About, bro?
Yeah, you think about how you didn't go there.
I was there. You jerko.
Think about how you just drove right on by.
It's
I took
really
a picture
nice.
Of a random street.
You missed out.
It is
sure
actually
is. Nice.
The cool thing about it is the way that it's. He had an actual designer set it up for him.
Paris O'Connell.
And she created. I mean, what is it? 400 square feet?
Yeah, it's 400.
It's tiny. But he figured out a way to get all these. He's got a living room, an office, a bedroom. He's got, the kitchen. I mean, it's just all set up. It's unbelievable.
All kinds of stuff all over the walls.
Oh, it's
that's
decorated.
What I noticed first.
Christ,
I
don't know.
You can never move. like just
photos
intricate stuff.
Sure.
Really cool stuff.
Shelving.
Yeah, it's funny because you said my place is 400 square feet, and it is. But... do you remember 2 weeks ago we reported that house in Cupertino that's 800 square feet, how much it sold for?
$2 million.
$2 million.
Incredible.
Double the size of my place.
But it's right near the Apple campus. And somebody said to themselves, I don't care. I'm not driving in this traffic. The traffic down there, just the metering lights alone, forget about the... it's worth the money.
Yeah. Mm.
That's why someone paid it, because they said to themselves, I'm not... my drive may be long, but I don't sit in traffic.
No.
And I may have that closure thing they keep doing to us, but I got the right phone number now.
Yeah.
That person's going to regret not putting that news out. So I'm on it. But for the people who are
But if you
stuck
had to work at a regular time.
Stop and go.
Oh, it's horrible.
The missus, her commute was an hour and a half, but she was only going not even a quarter of the distance.
If you had to commute at a normal time,
I wouldn't
it would
do
be
it.
Impossible.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're able to just get in your car and go, crank tunes.
I mean, honestly, I'd turn the money. I'd say it's not worth the money. I'm going to work in San Jose.
Yeah.
All right.
Or I would move. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean,
unless I could take the train, I need to find a job at Oracle 1 mile from my house.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's it's a lovely thing to have a short commute, Human.
It
Bragger.
Is. I mean,
Bragger.
I don't want to.
He could walk to work.
Rub it in.
I know. Yeah, you
yeah,
do.
You do.
Yeah, you do. That's you live for that.
Listen to him. He's peeking right now.
No, we're gonna be peeking at 9 a.m. Everybody.
You're
peeking today.
Right?
Yes, Isle of Dogs.
I can't wait to hear about it.
For you dog lovers, man.
I am.
That's the film for you.
Mm.
I think you know.
Maybe it'll convert me.
Hey, by the way, Human had his face. On SF Gate yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
For what?
For Isle of the Dogs.
Isle of Dogs, yeah. The New York Times, everybody was covering that screening because I think it was the only screening in the country where
they allowed
dogs to sit in the seats with the owners.
Yeah.
They were barking throughout. Everybody would watch the film and hear a bark. Watch the film.
Is that dog okay? Is there going to be dog? Were there any dog fights? Those are always fun.
On the screen there were, and so when the dogs started barking on the screen, the dogs in the seats would start barking too.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They were speaking dog.
My husband saw your picture. He goes, has Hooman warmed up to dogs? I go, no, he still hates them.
Hey.
I said, he just did that for the red carpet.
That's a strong word.
That was a cute picture, though. It was like little, what are those, Pomeranians, those little orange fuzzy dogs?
Yeah, there's an organization called Muttville, and what they do is they take senior dogs.
I love them. We helped them before.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were the kind of the featured group at the red carpet because of all the work they do for senior dogs. Everybody wants a puppy, right? Mm-hmm. Brand new, fresh, young.
Well, the work they're doing is profound, but the people who are willing to take an older senior dog into their home and heart, knowing that they won't have even, you already get a limited amount of time with the dog, but to have,
it's never enough time.
That is awful. And they do it, and it's cool. And my mom wants to do it, and I'm like, you're crazy. But she wants to do it.
Those can be some hard dog years, too. There's no.
You never know their history of health.
And the end of a dog's life, even if they've been healthy their whole life, is never pretty.
Right.
It gets sad.
But if you can help them even for a year of time.
Sure. Give them a little joy. Dogs deserve it.
Heck yeah, they do.
You know, dogs really.
Human.
I'm the
one that promoted Muttville. I don't see you guys out at any events doing anything.
Hey, we don't do that.
We provide to Muttville. You guys don't know it, but we do. Producer of the Day stuff. Oh. We provide to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do stuff.
We provide to them.
Yeah.
See that?
They don't even know it. Yeah, we provide to them.
Just because we don't want to be there for the photo shoot.
The red carpet, then he leaves. So you're reviewing that today.
And I'm going to mention Pacific Rim, too.
When did you see that? On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Show me thumbs up or thumbs down. I won't say.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Well, that's it.
First one was, you.
I just want to say.
Forgettable.
Scott Eastwood is a handsome guy, but.
This is Clint Eastwood's son. And he's the star of this one?
Alongside John Boyega.
Oh.
Who?
He's the black dude in Star Wars.
Finn.
Yeah, Finn.
So
he's great in Star Wars.
He is, and he's a good actor.
But he's bad in this.
No, he's good. He's the only redeeming thing about the film, but.
But so Clint Eastwood's kid is not a good actor.
I think the guy in real life is probably super kind and nice.
Who, John Boyega?
No, Scott Eastwood. Oh. But it's his acting skills.
Why do you think he's kind and nice?
Super kind and nice. Maybe he's a silver spoon bitch.
Yeah, maybe he is. One of those kind of bitches.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You do?
He's still learning. He's still, how old is he?
I don't know why these guys who have access 32. To everything won't say to their dads, let me be in some plays, let me be some independent films, let me like get good before I jump into a $150 million film. Hmm. Right?
Yeah, I agree with you. People should have to earn their place in the world.
Yeah, but maybe Clint's all.
What do you want to do that
all
for?
All you do is this.
Jump the line, kid.
Yeah. All you do is this. Like, really, they're just going to put a green screen behind you and tell you to say, but no! Done. Next scene.
Fine.
Yeah, you're over it. You move on to the next scene.
Turn the lights on in there, you guys. Are we Facebook Living right now? We are?
Yeah.
Well, Hooman, you know.
This hurts my eyes.
Yeah, no one wants all the lights blazing. Believe me, when we don't have cameras running, we turn off most of the lights in here. But that's
very warm this morning.
Oh,
head is hot.
Oh,
are you coming down with something?
No, but when she walked in here a while ago, she took off her jacket. She's like,
oh, I did. Yeah.
Are we all? Is everyone getting this freaking cold?
My throat yesterday.
Oh,
was
no!
Like, there's
get
that,
out!
It was. It was like. Hard to swallow, but it's all good today. Nothing. I don't feel anything.
You have it still?
Yesterday is totally.
Oh, no, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I feel great today.
I knew I shouldn't have made out with you.
I know.
You two made out.
But it's fine.
We always do. Every Monday, we do that.
Right after I leave, I bet.
No, right before you get here.
Oh,
so you just got here a little bit earlier.
Why,
you should get here earlier.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Just a few minutes.
Like I've
67 miles away.
Been tricked by this kind of nonsense before.
We'll just move our makeout time a little
right,
earlier.
I know, you too.
Mm-hmm. But you might catch us one of these days.
Why am I so into people who torture me? I don't know why.
I don't know, there must be something broken in you that makes you need
he
us.
He's broken.
Makes you love
broken.
Us.
Why do I like it so much that you just did that to me?
It's hot.
Hot.
Hey, you guys are pretty hot. What else you got?
I'm waiting for the rain to end today. Supposedly, yes, we're going to get some blue sky this afternoon.
You know what, though? Oh. I saw in the forecast, which I'd been told earlier in the week that we were done on Thursday, but I see rain on Saturday.
Well, they were saying this morning, really? Only chances of rain.
Okay, I hope you're right.
From this afternoon on, like, this is the end of it. I hope so, too. My yard is so waterlogged.
I don't want it. I'm going to go to Scott's show on Saturday night. I was going to wear something super skanky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that
like
right?
What?
Yeah, because I'm going to go with my friend Larry, so I like to dress skanky for him.
You do?
Oh.
Yeah.
Atta girl.
So does Johnny V enjoy that,
he's
too?
Fine.
Johnny V's
fine.
Johnny V's like, sure, dress like a skank.
It's the only chance I get to wear my skanky clothes.
Dress up like Aubrey
O'Day. And then, will you Facebook that, or is that just going to live in the
It'll live
the
in the private sector.
It'll live in whoever is at...
It'll live
what
in
is
Larry's?
It, the brewing company? What's the name?
It'll
the
live
company?
In Larry's
oh,
dreams.
Oh, yeah, what is...
Oh, there's that.
Hold on. I'm
that goes it. Without saying.
Larry, think
Free
about...
Freewheel Brewing Company.
Freewheel, right.
Larry, think about this later on tonight when you're alone.
Hey, someone wrote in... Whoa.
God.
Wow, human, really.
You need to finish that?
No, that's the whole sentence.
Got weird in here.
Well, I mean, that's sort of the way it goes.
What were you going to say? Vincent?
Nothing. I'm completely thrown off. Yeah. Go ahead, Hooman. Talk to Larry.
Anyway, it's going to be a great show, everybody.
It is. I might go see a movie today after
Which
work.
One?
I was thinking Love, Simon.
Oh.
That looks cute to me.
Let me know how it is.
My girlfriends went and saw it last weekend while we were playing poker. All
Who?
All the wives went to see Love, Simon. Marianne, Heather, and Sherry.
Oh.
Yeah. And they said
they didn't bring you?
I was playing poker.
Oh.
This was the parallel plan.
You didn't want to?
No, I wanted to play poker.
Oh.
But I had lunch with Sherry yesterday.
Oh, how'd that go? Sushi?
Great. Yeah, we went to sushi. It was great. I got a couple hand rolls.
Yummy.
I like those. Nice and neat. Easy to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to worry about my chopsticks and my lack of chopstick skills.
Those are the long ones? Like all in one piece, like almost a burrito?
It's a cone. It's like
a cone, yeah.
Like a little.
I hate those things.
Oh my God, I love them. I love tearing at the seaweed paper or whatever the hell, nori, whatever it's called. Anyway, she was telling me how much they loved this movie. And, you know, there's no way any work's getting done at my house today. So I was like, yeah, maybe I'll go see that movie.
Hmm.
Go check that out. Maybe I'll drag John to it.
Of course.
And, And then he can drag me to some movie that he wants to see.
Well, he'll probably want to drag you into the naked gym. I mean, by the way, when we go to your 4th of July party, are we all going to work out in there or what?
Oh.
Sure.
We are?
Yeah. Clothing is not an option. You've got to get naked to get in there.
Right.
Vinny, as you know, the rules of the room are no clothes in here. So.
Well, I'm bringing a pregnant chick, so get ready for that.
I can't wait. She'll be pretty heavily pregnant at that point too.
Yeah.
I'll get that set up the video cameras.
I'm just saying this. She didn't say it. She was like, "Yeah, that's fine," but a 2-hour drive in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see if you're actually going to make it.
I wouldn't blame you if you didn't come. It's fine.
Oh,
just
right.
Use the excuse she doesn't feel well.
Yeah. So you can just pre-excuse right now.
I know. I already feel like
I thought I
already feel like I'm writing him his notes.
I know. I was
I know
so excited yesterday when he said it, and then I thought about it all day yesterday.
How dare
and
you?
Thought,
I know you're not going to be.
He's
there.
Not coming.
Christina wrote me back.
Oh yeah, what'd she say?
So I wrote, "Hi, Sarah wants you to know that you're invited to her house for the 4th of July party in the town you live in." And she wrote back, "Whoops, sorry, cool. Tell her thank you."
Whoops, sorry, cool.
Yeah, so she's not saying I'll be there. She's just saying thanks for the invite.
Yeah, and that's fine. You could, just as long as you guys know you're invited, if you somehow find it in yourself to drag your family up.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably alone, though. I mean, I don't know if she's cool, but she's already showing the hand on the back crap and the...
Dude, it's no
that
joke.
That is crap.
That's not crap, you...
And there's like a wall between us now in the bed because she needs to sleep on her side, and so she's got to have this thing to hold on to.
Thank
so
you.
Weird.
Well,
I mean, it's cool, but it's already showing, and we're 4 months
at least, right? When are you due in August?
Yeah.
So, yeah, around 4 or 5 months.
The second one's different.
Well, it all happens a lot faster. The body goes, oh, we know how to do this.
Right, I'm noticing.
Everything loosens right back up. All the things start to fall apart.
Yeah, she's not digging it.
Well.
She's like, feel this. She's got like some... I go, dude, you're filling out because you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but feel this spot on my back. It's the back biscuit spot.
Oh.
I'm like, I got those too, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but you're not pregnant.
I know.
So, you know, she has an excuse.
Right.
Well, look, you said she's running real slow. She's still getting some exercise.
Running, yeah.
Look, your body just, it packs it on, because that baby, especially the sicker you are, they say, at the beginning, the healthier the baby is, because it is taking from you.
Right.
It's eating you.
Well, good. I hope
you're
right.
To become a new...
She was pretty sick.
A new guy. A new person. So weird that we make each other.
I know, dude.
Such a bizarre thing.
Super weird.
The miracle of childbirth. All right, let's... we're wicked late. This part
of the word,
yes, I'm going to do the word, then a song. This part of the show is brought to you by Shell.
It's time to win $1,000 cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day national contest is...
utter. Not like a cow, but like, don't utter another word. U-T-T-E-R.
Isn't it spelled the same way?
No.
No.
How's
utters with D's, but this is not the cow thing. This is the talking thing. Utter. U-T-T-E-R. They pick hard words. You gotta, it's like a spine.
That's
them.
Not that hard, though.
It's
I
like
mean,
butter.
When we,
it's like butter without the B.
Right.
Thank you.
When we did the spelling bee thing, those words they gave us, those were words never uttered by anyone in the English language ever of all time.
Nice.
But that we could do.
Utter.
We could have. You and I both would have gotten that one right.
Sure. Would have been like the cow? No? Okay.
Is it utter like rudder?
No.
I know.
What? Utter. U-T-T-E-R. Utter is this hour's code word. Text utter.
Oh, no. Is it like clutter?
Yes, it's like clutter. It's not like tough mutter. It's like clutter. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy Thursday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.